Lesson 25. Love and Marriage. The Famous Architect. 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 Melville Frenton grew tired of matrimony. 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 And devised a scheme to free himself of his spouse. He told her he had been engaged by an American company to design its new office building in Paris. Packing his baggage, 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 he left home and proceeded to cut all his ties with his former life. He changed his name, secured a new job, and quickly forgot his faithful wife. Not having any responsibilities, he began to squander, squander, squander his money and energy. He married another woman, believing he was safe from the law. But his first wife had grown suspicious and resentful. She learned from his employer that he had not gone abroad, 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 that in fact he had left the firm altogether. With a little detective work, she soon discovered her husband's whereabouts. He had become a fugitive, fugitive, fugitive from justice, and one calamity, 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 after another overtook him. He lost his job, became a pauper, 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 and was no longer the envy, envy, envy of his acquaintances. When his second wife grew ill and died, after the collapse, collapse, collapse of his plans, there was only one logical step for Melville to take. He embraced his wife and asked her forgiveness. Much to his relief, she decided not to prosecute, prosecute, prosecute him for bigamy, bigamy, bigamy.